Hello to the Monte Carlo Grand Prix circuit. We will do a lap and start from the first point, start and finish line, where we enter Sandoval corner, which is a tricky corner as the entry is very fast, the braking zone before very bumpy, very difficult to predict. You do this in second to third gear. Then you accelerate to one of the interesting parts where you go uphill to Massané and Casino corner, and especially Massané, you have always the problem that you cannot see the apex of the corner, which is a very fast apex. You arrive with 6 gear, 290 kilometers per hour, and then you have to decelerate down to 150. After this, a tricky change of the direction into the Casino corner, and if you get that wrong, it means you're stuck in the barrier, as we have seen many times. Down to Mirabeau, as usual. A lot of camber change in the circuit, and it's tricky to stop the car due to the braking. Mirabeau is a rather slow corner. Short acceleration into Loew's corner, which is in first gear, slowest place, if I'm right, on the circuit. Then you go to the Portier corner, which is a double right-hander. Nothing particular, only the braking is a little bit difficult, especially in the wet. Then you come through what is seen as the most interesting corner for the spectator, but for the driver, honestly, it's not so interesting, is the tunnel. You have a variation of light as you enter into a tunnel, but it doesn't cause a problem for us as drivers. You go flat out through the tunnel, then you decelerate and brake for Nouvelle Chicane, which is tricky as you brake downhill and the circuit as usual is bumpy. You go through the chicane into Tabac corner, very fast entry, third to fourth gear, very tricky. Again, you don't see the apex, and the apex is the barrier itself. You sometimes touch on the inside, and if that happens too much, you initially go straight to the outside. Acceleration out of Tabac into the Piscine, one of the fastest part of the circuit. You do a very high speed. They have improved the safety a lot to the past. You do this in fourth to fifth gear. Then you have a tricky bit because after all this speed you carry out of Piscine, you have to stop it into the last part of the swimming pool, which is a very slow chicane, second gear. Exit from the swimming pool into Rascasse, which is entry left and then a sharp right, and you have to brake during both of these corners, which makes it rather difficult. You have all the white lines on the circuit, which makes it extra slippery, especially in the wet. Then you get out of Rascasse, where again you have a big camber change in the circuit. You have a lot of single wheel spin. Get out of there into the last corner before start and finish, which tightens up at the exit, and then you're back hopefully with pole position.